Our first reading this morning is from the book of Psalms, and it's Psalm number 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And then moving on to Ephesians chapter 6 and reading from verse 10, the armour of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given to me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Amen.
We pray together. Eternal God, we thank you for your word of truth and life, and as we come now to reflect upon it, grant us the help of your Spirit. Help us to hear what you are saying to each one of us. And with your grace, help us to respond to it appropriately through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. On the 9th of November 1989, the Berlin Wall was torn down. Now, some of us may well remember the images back then on our TVs. I'm a huge fan of the Scottish rock band Simple Minds, and I remember an interview with the lead singer Jim Kerr just before the Berlin Wall came down, and the interviewer was asking him about what he felt about the Berlin Wall, and he, like many others, were exclaiming that it was a terrible thing and they were looking forward to the Berlin Wall coming down at some point. But one thing he said in the interview was this. He said that he was actually more upset by the walls that you can't see. The walls of bigotry, hatred, discrimination. All around us, there are things that we cannot see. And aren't we dealing at the moment with an unseen common enemy? The Apostle Paul reminded the Ephesian church that we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. Now, of course, here he's referring to spiritual warfare. But my thoughts started to turn to how we are fighting against this unseen common enemy of COVID-19. Now, whether or not you see COVID-19 as being something from Satan as part of spiritual warfare, or you see this coronavirus as just one part of living in a fallen world with all kinds of other viruses, one thing that we can say is that together as a human race, we are facing this unseen common enemy. Before I come to the main part of what I want to say this morning, I was thinking about some parallels that there are that people experienced in the wars to what we are experiencing now in our current context. Before lockdown came into full case, and I was chatting with my dad, he was recounting how when he was a child, he would have been 5 or 6 at the time when World War II began, and how he was recounting how what life was like and how you went off to stay with other relatives to keep you safe and how there were the rations and all the rest of it. But one thing he said there, and how many people have recounted this since, he said, at least you could be with family and loved ones. At least you could embrace them. At least you could share a hug and a kiss with them. Because then, of course, with lockdown, we haven't been able to do that in the same way. So there are several parallels between what people experienced in the wars and conflicts and what we are experiencing today. Let me offer some of these parallels that I see. The first thing is that all people are vulnerable. In war, even if you're not on the front line, it seems that nobody is particularly safe from danger. Certainly, COVID-19 has reminded us that in our common humanity, each one of us is vulnerable. How often we hear those stories of people who thought it was a hoax or conspiracy theories that it wasn't really as bad as we thought it was. And then they've been tested positive and they've then shared how terrible it has been for them. We've seen that COVID-19 has had different impacts on different people, but every one of us is vulnerable. Another parallel is this. And we've heard it more recently, I guess, in other conflicts and soldiers who have been on the front line and how they've talked about how confusing it is that a bullet should hit someone beside them and wound them or kill them, but they were okay. Likewise, with COVID-19, it sometimes appears random that one person should get it and one person in the same place and at the same time doesn't get it. Or if you are COVID positive, it affects you in a different way to someone else. Another parallel is this. We hear the phrase casualties of war, and we know what we mean by that, in that there are those who are affected indirectly as a result of war. Whilst much is on the news about COVID-19, for those who have died or those who are currently patients, and rightly so, we know that many other people have other health conditions who haven't been able to access surgeries or haven't wanted to go to their local GP to get checked out. Statistics have shown an incredible decrease in numbers with those with heart conditions and those with cancer. But it would be incredibly naive to think that numbers have just simply all of a sudden dropped. And so with other health conditions, apart from COVID-19, there are many who are being adversely affected too. Another parallel is, of course, during wartime, there were restrictions and it affected everyone. No one could say, well, I'm a pacifist, I don't believe in war, therefore the rations don't apply to me. Therefore, I will be kept safe and the bombs and the bullets won't affect me or hurt me. No one could say that in a rational state of mind. There is a sense in which we are all in this together. So we do what we can to keep others safe by washing our hands, wearing face coverings, keeping our distance, etc. Another parallel is that whilst in war, there is one side against another. In our current situation, it's kind of like all of humanity on one side and coronavirus on the other. As nations do their best with their medical scientists and researchers to find vaccines and treatments, I hope that there will be a collaborative approach to caring for all people everywhere. And one final parallel that I observed was that when World War began in 1914, or World War II began in 1939, people didn't know how long it was going to last for. There was no obvious end in sight, but it could have lasted a few weeks. It might have gone on for 10, 20 years. We just didn't know at that point. Now, as we know from history, the war lasted for 4 years and 6 years respectively. But when you're in a battle, you don't know how long it's going to last. And likewise, as we gather here and now, we don't know how long we will be like this, living under the cloud of COVID-19 with its various restrictions. We don't know how long it will take for there to be vaccines and treatments, if we ever will. That's quite a dark thought. But there's no guarantees in any of this, is there? The Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians to encourage them in their fight against the unseen spiritual forces. He encouraged them then to put on the whole armor of God that they could stand against Satan's attacks. The belt of truth, the armor of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Likewise, against this unseen enemy of COVID-19, we do what we can to fight this battle. There's a number of things that we can do, like washing our hands, keeping distance from others, wearing our face coverings, etc. And this is a different type of battle that we're in, but it is a battle nevertheless. But the main thing that comes out of this passage in Ephesians 6, and indeed, the main thing that we need to do as we fight this battle is to be people of prayer. To be people of prayer. Paul tells the church in Ephesus to pray. To pray in the Spirit at all times. To be persistent in their prayers for God's people. To pray for him as he boldly declares the good news in Christ. To be people of prayer. In this battle against COVID-19 today, prayer is our vital weapon. Now, there is a mystery in prayer. Sometimes people seem to think that praying to the Lord is like giving your wish list to a fairy godmother. And we wrestle with prayer, with the mystery of prayer, especially when it seems that God hasn't heard or has granted our prayers as we'd hoped. But when we pray, we know that we pray to our Heavenly Father who loves us with an everlasting love and who has all authority over all creation, and that ultimately everything will be well in his new creation. So as people of prayer, we pray in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic. I know you will have been at prayer during these few months, particularly in relation to COVID-19. Let me just spell out four areas to encourage you to continue to be in your prayers. First, to obviously pray for those who are suffering with the symptoms of COVID-19. There are some whom we know or who have been suffering with dreadful symptoms. So we pray for healing and wholeness for those who are suffering from COVID-19. Second, we should pray for those adversely affected by COVID-19. For those who mourn the death of someone who has died from COVID. For those who have lost jobs and livelihoods. For those who have other health concerns but are unable to get appropriate treatment or diagnoses. For those who are feeling lonely, anxious, feeling isolated. For those whose mental health is suffering. And so we pray for comfort, peace, and healing. Third, we also pray for those in the medical profession and hospital staff who are serving on the front line. Again, there are those in our congregation and many others known to us who are doctors and nurses who are serving in such caring and courageous ways to bring healing to those who are suffering. And so we are grateful to God for their service and pray that they would be kept safe and have the energy they need in their work. And of course, we pray for those who are busy in their research, looking to create a vaccine and appropriate treatments. And so we pray that God will give wisdom in their expertise and guide them in their endeavors that will be for the benefit of everyone. In a moment, we're going to continue with our prayers for others, and Ruth will lead us in those prayers in a few moments. But as I bring this to a close, let me offer one final thought that comes from the story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. It's a story of King Jehoshaphat, and three enemy kings formed an alliance and declared war against King Jehoshaphat. And the king turned to the Lord for help and encouraged the nation to fast and pray. And the Spirit of the Lord came among them, and God gave them this message. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's." King Jehoshaphat assembled an army, but he did something very unconventional. He placed the singers, the choir, if you will, in front of the army to offer their praise to the Lord. We read that in verse 21. And when they began their worship to Almighty God, the opposition armies fought and killed each other. Such is the importance of keeping our eyes on the Lord and offering praise to God in every circumstance. And so we pray to the Lord with confidence, knowing that we can trust Him in all things. Psalm 46 reminds us that whatever the circumstances around us, that God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we pray to the Lord with confidence, knowing that we can trust Him in all things. And on this Remembrance Sunday, as we remember all those who died in the wars and in subsequent conflicts, We also remember those who have died in this current battle with our common unseen enemy. And in this battle, prayer is the weapon we use. And this weapon is one of love for all people. And so we pray to the Lord with confidence, knowing that we can trust him in all things. Amen.